Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. You have tuned into Radiance by Design here on BBS Radio. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I love doing this show. So many of you call in. And what we want to talk about is a number of different subjects today. It's going to be subtle energy, but really what we're talking about is self-empowerment, using energy fields in order to empower our health, mental, physical, emotional, and thinking political as well. We just had a wonderful talk with the guides about, with my guides and angels. I'm an intuitive, I think I said that. And I work with my guides and angels on understanding. They have taught me a lot that I know about subtle energy and how to use it. And they were just telling us about the energy fields that we're downloading from the universe and how they're coming through fast and furious. And the most exciting thing about that is that we get to change really fast and sometimes furiously, because most of us get a little angry when everything's changing and we can't figure out what on earth we're supposed to do to remain responsible and so on. Anyway, what we're talking about is changing energy fields in your body mind in order to create a greater health, whether it's mental, physical, emotional, or spiritual health, and also to talk about relationships and politics and all of the stuff that we're all involved in, but focusing on what we can do about energy, changing the energy in order to create certain outcomes. So first of all, we're going to start with what I love is, it's called Structures by my guides and angels. It's similar to the Merkaba in shape. It's not exactly the same. The Merkaba is your light body. We talked a bit about that last week, and we might talk about it again next week. I don't know. But the structures are these energy forms that the guides taught me during some channelings. And these have a huge impact on our life. When you create these energy forms with your vision, with your mind, with your visualization, your concentration, with the colors, the matching colors that they come up with, and then the motions that you use with them, it's amazing how you can enhance the rate of your own evolution, of your own change. You can use these as manifestation research labs. You can use them as healing labs. You can use them as a spiritual retreat center if you want to, and you can create them invisibly to other people. You can create them in your mind and in your heart in an instant when you practice. So let's start off by doing our structures together. Are you ready? And I'd like you to close your eyes unless you're driving. Take a few deep breaths to two things, detoxify and to release old pressures and tensions. Excellent. Another one. And let's call in the presence. Let's call in our awareness of our guides and angels, the energy fields that show us that the guides and angels and our higher selves are in cahoots about helping you and I evolve and helping make our way in through the collective to help it evolve. Good. Now above your head, perhaps 2.5 miles, see a golden ball, a radiant, radiant golden ball. And also one just below your spine, perhaps 20 to 40 feet. And from the upper golden ball, down in through the top of your head, right through your spine, and into the lower golden ball, a filament of light. Draw a string or filament of radiant light. Excellent. And now, you know, when I drop that light through my spine, I usually can feel it. Can you? And that's a practice. If you can't, don't say, oh, why don't you do it? Just like practice. Let's feel it. Because it's got a high frequency energy to it. And now around your body, let's see, they're showing today a little different shape. Okay, on either side of your body and front and back, a golden ball. And these golden balls are perhaps 40 feet front, 40 feet, 40 feet behind, 40 feet from side to side. There's a golden ball. Good. Now draw a golden line running between each ball so that you have essentially a square where it looks like a diamond, doesn't it? And now up above, from the upper golden ball down to the side and the front and the back, you drop a beautiful pyramid. This one is a four-sided pyramid. Good. And then you do the same thing from those balls to the lower ball. Now the upper one is much, much higher than the lower one. So you have a very tall golden pyramid, and you have a very short, fat golden pyramid. But together they form an octahedron. And now inside of your octahedron, and this is huge now, isn't it? This is a different structure than usual. This is huge, and I find it very spacious feeling. How do you feel in it? If you want, you can close in the walls with a gold color. You don't have to. You can just use golden lines if you like. And you ask yourself what feels the best. So now you have this filament of light running through your spine, and you have this great octahedron, a great four-sided pyramid pointing up and a four-sided pyramid pointing down. And now inside of that, you want to create a wonderful crystal ball. You know, mine immediately starts to look like a disc. So what happens with yours? And the outside edges of this crystal ball, which mine is looking like a disc, what does yours look like? Touch the inside edges of your structure. And I want you to feel the presence of yourself inside of this crystal ball or this crystal shape, which has definitely got round feeling. And in that sphere, you feel the feminine energy. It's just amazingly, it's touching my heart deeply right now. It's amazingly feminine, creative, and powerful. And now inside of that, there you are in another structure, which could be a double tetrahedron, which is like the octahedron we started with, except it's a three-sided pyramid pointing up and a three-sided pyramid pointing down to create a diamond shape, and you're inside the diamond shape. Now, those of you who can work it out, do a star tetrahedron, which is like the pyramid pointing up and the pyramid pointing down. But if you had your, if you could push those two structures together so that the top one went down a third of the way into the other, the lower pyramid, the bottom pointed one, and there was a point sticking out at the front. Oh, I forgot to say, you got to turn the top one halfway around the circle so that its point, one of the lower pyramid structure has its point sticking in the front, and the top one has a flat form sticking in the front. Do you understand? Anyway, what you're doing is creating a star instead of just a double tetrahedron. And let's see, and now you're inside of it. And then you start to spin in this star or in your double tetrahedron, whichever you chose, and you spin and spin and spin. You spin a lot. And now what the guides are saying is as you're spinning, bring up in yourself all the energy of being a martyr. Oh, poor me. Oh, I have to sacrifice myself. Oh, but it'll be all right because if I sacrifice enough and I do what you want me to do, I'll probably go to heaven. And so the martyrdom thing has been a big deal, hasn't it, in our history? The guides are saying that these issues like martyrdom run like a string, like a thread through the core of our consciousness. And as we spin and spin and spin, we can literally move our frequencies so that they no longer are harmonious with that martyrdom frequency, which is kind of like information from a convention of an older paradigm that we're trying to step from. Excellent. So you spin and spin and spin. Now pick something else that you would like to step out of. Let's look at family of origin, because that's usually a very good nest or a good weaving of the things you're trying to work yourself out of in this lifetime. Yeah. And so go in there and spin and spin and bring up all the energy that comes from, pick either a parent or a sibling, you pick somebody, all the energy that comes from, say, your mother or sister, whatever. And then ask to feel it in your body as you spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Good. And now you should notice that that's coming off your body-mind or coming out of your body-mind, all the energy that comes from your soul contract with that being. A little bit more spinning. You're not quite done there. Good. Okay, now spin and spin and spin. and just clear them away, okay, as if these are the old beaters from your whipping cream and the cream has all fallen off the beaters now. Okay. Now we're going to lick those beaters, okay? Now in front of you, as you're spinning and spinning, I want you to see a magical screen, and on this screen, we're going to create little movies of what we personally want to do in our lives. What do we want to create? How do we want to be? Where and who do we want to do healing? How do we want to see the world? Okay, I know some stuff I'm really trying to create in my consciousness. As I spin and spin, I see myself and feel myself having achieved that level of evolution. As I spin and spin, I see various products that I dream about having created. Gotta get my book done. And I see it, and I see the publishers, and I see people loving it and using it and finding it so effective. And I spin and spin. And I see my romance just being wonderfully enhanced. And I spin and spin. I can feel it. Can't you just feel it? You can do different ones. I'm just using examples. And I see so much and feel so much forgiveness from all those things I've been involved in. Yeah, and it's the forgiveness is very thorough, and I spin and spin and spin, and I feel the forgiveness is penetrating my entire being. And as I spin and spin, I feel and see resources moving through my existence and my reality easily and effortlessly. I use them, I share them, I enjoy them, I tumble around in them. I become just a conduit for resources, and I spin and spin and spin. And now let's take this last one and bring in anyone that we know needs healing and see them being healed, finding the peace and happiness and well-being they seek. That's it. And we spin and spin them, too. Yeah. We'll send them love. And then step yourself back into your tetrahedron, whether it's star or double. Spin and spin and spin, and then come back in the room, and let's see how we all are. You know, that is such a powerful tool. And I've got a message here from Dominic, who's called from England before. And he says, I was just emailing you wishing to describe the imagery I was experiencing during last week's show, during the healing exercise. I chose to do some healing on the father of a friend who's been fighting liver cancer for years. First of all, I experienced a white light coming from me to him in the form of white swirling streaks. They started to form into a foot-long straight lines connected to one another with wide angles between them, as if someone opened up a polygon and tried to pull it out straight. But these lines with wide angles between them were turning into small angels with wide open wings and some suggestion of fractal patterns. So while this energy was going away, then the energy started to transform into flocks of bluebirds swarming around him and through the center of his body, and that was the experience. Wow, that was a pretty fancy experience. It would be really nice if we'd heard that the fellow who had liver cancer was also touched by it, but we won't know that for a while probably. And then during the exercise with the spinning tetrahedron, you asked what shape we might be experiencing the crystal ball transforming into. Well, I had mine turning into an inverted pudding bowl. That's kind of interesting because I get that myself. Well, I had a rather strange pudding bowl that's very deep compared to typical bowls I've seen, and the crystal sphere became an inverted one of those. Okay, love and best wishes. I won't give his name. He's already given his name online before. Or at least over the phone before from England. But I really like that. And if any of you get any really interesting experiences, and also if you get results, you know, if you've got any kind of experience which comes up with results, sometimes I'll find if I'm in a contentious situation, you know, there's a difficulty coming up, and I think about putting, like say I'm standing talking to someone, it's really intense, if I have my wits about me, and I can think about it, I put them in the spinning tetrahedron. I just spin and spin and spin in my mind's eye, and very often everything gets much lighter. But subtle energy is really like that, and what we are is the guide, if you will, of the kind of energies and the way we're going to use them. The other thing I want to talk about today is, well, I want to talk about a bunch of things today. Now, what we were talking with the guides about is they were talking about downloads of transformative energies moving in from the universe. And I've seen them in the past looking like a huge waves coming in, like ocean waves, just absolutely tremendously big. And that our galaxy at one point in my visions was kind of bouncing around in these waves, not our little planet, but our galaxy. I'm like, wow. So I gather that there's an awful lot going out there, on out there, that hugely impacts us. Now, what the guides were talking about today, as a species, these downloads are coming in and they're really pushing through us so that to maintain support and security for that which we have been, meaning the kind of identity that you've allowed yourself to attach to and so on. Many people are unable to do that. People are going through huge changes. And Bob, my wonderful partner, was just mentioning today how we know many people right now who are going through huge life-changing health issues. I mean, it's really amazing. We're popping to the hospital here and hearing stories there, or people passing. Somebody said she just had 5 friends pass over the last month. And we've been told that the changes are coming up so fast that a lot of people will think of leaving the planet. But I want to tie it to energy and say that with these downloads coming on and the shifting collective and the demand on us to, if you will, move our frequency to a higher level, if we, the demand is on us to move densities out, to unhook our attachments to, say, the way our family of origin taught us to be, you know, or you know, the kind of conscriptions you learn as a child in family, where you learn that you hide this and you hide that, and your identity is usually formed by what works in the family. So maybe you're the rebel, or maybe you're the Dolly Do-Good, I don't know. But in any case, where we're not authentic with ourselves, we're getting pushed. The energies are spiraling up through us, and instead of just matching us to placate us so that we can remain where we are, we're being pushed and bopped to release the attachments, to release the identities that we have which are not authentic, and allow the birth, the creation of new levels of consciousness. Now, the goal, the theory is that we're going to learn to live a life of love, mutual support, grace, honor, honesty, creating abundance, and all of these things. We've heard these for a long time, but it's like it's escalating at a greater rate, and where you're being competitive or combative, or hiding secrets, like we were just mentioning the Enron thing as well in the middle of this channeling, and how the secret became too hard to contain, and then when the secret was released, it blew apart an entire financial structure, which showed, it revealed, you know, the revelations were lying and deceit that had a huge impact all over this country and probably all over the world, had to do with power things and so on. So it wasn't just a little company revelation, it was a huge deceit that was revealed. And there's going to be more and more of that, and that we have to say that, and what the guides are also saying is that where people are going to hang on for dear life to those, what, those beliefs and that structure, for example, like oil, where they're going to hang on to all of that being theirs, and the more you can get, the less other people can get, and that's okay because I won the game. A lot of that stuff's going to start to come apart. Now, I know I'm an old 60s person. Actually, I'm a young 60s person. But anyway, we all believed that eventually things would come to peace and love, and that it would be a win-win world for the whole wide world. We really worked hard in the 60s for that, and then got kind of disillusioned. Well, actually, what I did was I went off and said, you know, I have to find out who I am before I can do any of this work. And now that I'm in my 60s, I'm meeting an awful lot of people who did that very thing, went off to figure out who they were. So we have these burgeoning self-empowerment teachers and healers and so on all over the world. So what am I trying to say here? I'm trying to say that that we thought we were going to have full peace around the world. Well, it didn't happen, but what I keep hearing is it could be happening fairly soon, Because even in all the discussions about 2012, what we're hearing is that by 2012, the potential is there for humans to have opened and the frequencies to have changed enough both on the planet, in the universe, and that which is pumping through us to help us disarrange or blast apart the belief structures that have been used for safety and security on the planet over the last 2,000-3,000 years. So, and meaning when we blow apart those belief structures, well, we already know what we're trying to replace them with is the ability to create our reality, the ability to love ourselves, radiate that out there, to learn to love one another, to heal dissonances, to feed the whole planet. It's going to be a very, very, very different reality. If we knew that in it, because the energy is speeding up, if we knew that in a heartbeat what we thought about was actually going to manifest, and we kind of know that, but we don't see it fast enough to really get it. You know, if I'm thinking about a purple cow, there's not really a purple cow in my living room, although I have read that that will happen eventually. But you know what I'm saying is pretty soon we're going to get to the point where lickety-split that's going to start happening, and that we're going to actually be able to create the kind of life and lifestyle that fuels our truth of self, our wonderment of self, and it does not just for ourselves but for other people. So I say that we're coming into a quantum leap, an evolutionary leap. I've heard optimistic folks say that out there in the universe, no one else is combative like we are. I have to kind of cluck my tongue and go, yeah, right. I wish that were true, but I'll bet you it's true in many, many galactic centers and many, many civilizations out there that they have learned to live beyond this kind of quick, let's grab it all up fast before somebody else does consciousness and paradigm. And I think it's beginning to happen. So with Radiance by Design, I want you to call in. What I love to do is work with subtle energy, which is energy we call in, and move through your body-mind to help you release your programs so that you won't keep manifesting at a certain level. And that means in your relationships, in your poverty consciousness, in your, you know, the job limitations that you've got, in your frustrations with your past or whatever. In physical healing as well, there's an awful lot that can go on in physical healing, in emotional healing, in mental health, in what about aging? Let's take on aging as well. So anyway, if you'd like to call in, I'm going to keep talking about this stuff because the guide said some pretty hearty things to say. However, I'd love you to interrupt me with your calls. And this is the number if you're in the States. It's 877-876-5227, and you can call in with any question you want that I hope is really interesting. Don't ask me for a straight-up prediction, because you and I know if we're applying the principles of creating our reality and this radiance by design, we can radiate differently into the world using our visualization, our mindset, our heart opening, our attunement to these downloads of energy that are coming from the universe, and we can change any predictions, can't we? Oh, goody, we have a call. Even before I've read the numbers, you just saved me some breath. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, Veronica.
Hi. Who am I talking to? Hello? Did you go away, darling? All right, so we're seeming to have a glitch. I'll give the numbers while we're waiting to see what happens. In the U.S., it's 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. In Canada, if you're in Canada, call me at 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322, and the direct line is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. I'm looking forward to your calls, and whoever that was, call back because I'm sure you have a wonderful question. I want to do a little bit of an advertisement here too. At the Dowsers Conference, you know, subtle energy, we're talking subtle energy here. The Dowsers Conference is coming up. It's every 2 years, I believe, dowsing our resonance with the earth. It's coming up in Santa Cruz, July 4th to the 9th. Now, the interesting thing about dowsing is that, you know, that's where you take, officially this is how it started anyway, where you take Y-shaped sticks and you walk the land, and when you're looking for water, the point of the stick, you know, if you've got a V-shape or a Y-shaped stick, the leg of the Y pops down and shows you where there's water or where there's oil or whatever it is you're looking for. And dowsers are witchers, water witchers, well diviners, and so on. They're, you know, well respected where people are mining or seeking water and so on. It's a very ancient tradition. But of course, lately it's bloomed into people like me who are doing subtle energy work, energy healing. It's all kinds of people are going to be talking about, say, numerology, about subtle energy for healing, about, there's research institutes and progress on understanding the focus of the mind and the impact on life. The Dowsers Conference has got a huge array of that, and they've also got a little dowsing school for people who want to learn how to work with the energies of the world. I like to pendle. A lot of you probably pendle. I think of that as dowsing as well. And I often pendle with my tea bag. So we'll talk about that in a bit. But in any case, and I'll just put you on the air in one moment, I just want to say that over the next month, all of my guests are going to be people who are going to be presenting at the Dowsers Conference in Santa Cruz, July 4th to the 9th. I'm also presenting there. That's just a flavor. They might have been my guests anyway, but they all happen to be chosen from that particular array. So welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. It's Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So you're an energy dowser.
I am. I douse with my mind. What do you do?
There you go. There you go. Well, I douse with belief system. You know, you were talking about belief systems, and I just caught part of it, but I realized I have this belief system inside of me somewhere that's tangled up with others, but it's that when things get going really well, it all falls apart. So I thought, okay, I'm going to bring that up, and then I got really afraid, thinking, well, then it's really going to happen, and I went, it's not going to happen. I'm just going to keep bringing it up. So I kept bringing it up, and my phone rang, and new client called, and I went, wow, that's pretty cool. And then a few minutes later, the phone rang and she canceled. So,
oh, weird.
Yeah.
Well, tell me what
the
thing
is. That's my purple cow.
Okay, everybody, I want you to wrap yourselves in light. And I'm going to get Vicki to make this statement again. Wrap yourself and wrap the statement in light. Put it in a ball, okay, Vicki?
Okay.
Okay, so now tell us again what it is.
The whole thing again?
Yeah, just that little statement.
Oh, the little statement that...
Your belief.
My belief is that when things get going really well, it always collapses in. It always falls away. The other foot always falls.
You know what it sounds like, too? You're not going to like this, but bear with me, okay?
Yeah.
I want to say it sounds like I feel sorry for... I feel like I'm not enough, and I feel sorry for myself at a very deep level.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. It's very painful.
Yes.
Because on the other side of it, I know that's not true, but that's what I feel.
Yeah, because you know what? The guys are talking about this, too. We're these wonderful vibrating little vortexes, okay? And what we've whirled up inside of us is these strands of thought, or strands of activity that we took on maybe 1,000 years ago. I don't know. So they've been telling us before we started this show to get you into the double tetrahedron or the star tetrahedron and spin with that in your mind's eye. Can you do that right now?
Yeah.
And everybody at home, grab something like that that you want to work with. And I would say with Vicki, there's this thing about self, the old-fashioned word is immolation. I'd have to look it up to be sure what it is. But anyway, there's a self, we'll call it self-pity or victimization, okay? And it's underlying it, you see?
Uh-huh.
And it's quite a big...
Yeah, I'm not good enough.
Yeah. And it's like, it's also, I'm kind of a victim to the world. It's not going to let me play.
Uh-uh.
And so if we spin and spin, let's just create the double tetrahedron and remember to have that fiery filament of light run right through your body and let's just spin and spin with that awareness. And people at home, everybody's got some of the victim. So let's just drag up the victim and whirl and whirl and whirl and whirl it and see yourself as a vortex until that spins. As a matter of fact, I'm really dizzy right now doing this. But as it spins and spins, melt that strand until your body and your body feels cannot absorb it. It's too dissonant, you see?
I think I lost you.
Hmm?
Oh, I'm on my cell phone. I have to get up on my chair. I don't get cell service. Sorry.
Nice to know you're
go
flexible.
Up on the elevator.
Keep spinning and spinning your victim here.
See, I was a victim there. Now I have to get up again. See, I'm doing really well.
And then after, and we can't do the whole thing because we have to move on, but I want you to keep doing that for a bit and then email me, let me know how it's going. But then the other thing is like push that aside for a minute in your vision and let's just see you absolutely spinning and spinning and being this radiant, amazing light that people just can't resist. You're just irresistible. You just can't resist. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like that one.
I do too. So, but always, my guides are really strong about this. Always do the clearing. Pick something and clear it like mad, and then do your visualization.
Then
but when you put it in the structure, it really enhances the rate at which you envision things or manifest.
Excellent. Yeah, I felt a little shift there. So.
Well, you're just going to have to let me know. When you're so darn busy, we have to book you 3 months in advance.
That would be wonderful.
Thank you for your call, darling.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, that's just an example of how we're going to change. Now, the guides were also talking about something else, which is a bit preposterous sounding. However, they're saying that many, many beings around the planet are rising at this time and becoming changed and are changing, being bopped around by the uplifting drafts of downloads of universal energy. And as Barbara Hand Clough and C.J. Kallman and those 2012 people were very clear about, the Earth's frequencies and our atmospheric frequencies are also raising up in vibration. We're living in a life that is a much higher frequency life, which makes us have to change. We can will to change. We can visualize our changing. We can create change faster than ever before. But if you're saying, I don't want to change, guess what? You're going to be changed because the frequencies are going to move you. So they were showing us maps about the world and how these changes are going to hit everyone. So, for example, people who are, and I'm trying not to mention names here, although they mentioned some big names, but people who are power mongers or people who are really control freaks and have huge economic powers on the planet are also going to be changed. So they were talking about how interesting it is that people who are holding on to material wealth, for example, and their self-empowerment positions are holding on really, really tight. And they're getting darker, meaning they're the more they hold on, the more dense they get. But ultimately, that has to break and change as well. So they're saying that there's going to be some huge changes in the whole global economic field, and that's going to really accelerate in 2009, 2010. We can all go, oh, no, I'm going to lose my money. Well, you know what? It's the way money and resources are shared that's just going to break apart. We may lose money, but we look like we're making huge gains regarding flowing the resources that we need and that we want to share. And so then we go back to other things. They told us that two of the despots in the world, dictators who are doing mass genocide and so on, are going to be retrained, retutored, and so on by councils, which includes extraterrestrial beings. So you can say preposterous. However, let's keep our eye peeled because that sounds like a great idea. They talked about a council having a huge impact, and then they show that it's going to be a multidimensional council because they're talking about more and more beings from other dimensions that are going to be in and amongst us and having their own little settlements and so on. By a couple of years, 3 years from now, they're probably already doing that, but they're well screened and we can't really see who's who or what's what. But, you know, we're going to maybe get to live all in the same areas, and I know that some of those probably could be dark like some of us. However, it appears that we have some guidance coming through some really disparate groups of beings who are going to create sort of councils. Anyway, I see two specific dictators being kind of rearranged or vibrationally shifted by the impact. And one of them is amazing because he's coming, horribly dark fellow, and he's coming apart, and I see him weeping and being retrained. Anybody who read Thea Alexandra's 2050, I think the book is called, and when they had a system where they popped in and out at different dream levels to work with people who were, for example, rapists and so on, and they spent a long time working with them, talking with them, until they could release old reactive energies within them and help them reformat who they were. So I'm not saying it's exactly like that, but it reminds me of that, Thea Alexandra's work. What I'm seeing here is that these councils are going to have a huge impact on people who are having a huge and deleterious impact on our societies right now. And they keep saying 2010, 2010. I'm not always really excited about talking in terms of time because I don't trust my particular channeling regarding time. However, this when they come up with numbers like that, usually they're pretty close. So they're saying we're going to see this huge pattern of change coming up. It's an exponential curve. I remember talking to one of the people about 2012, and I said, well, holy mackerel, if things are going to escalate and vibrate at a higher and higher level at such a rate, what's going to happen? Are we just going to be kind of looking at a tube of multidimensional reality after a while instead of going step by step in from experience to experience? Are we just going to be like doing all of it in one moment? It's a little hard to comprehend. He laughed and said yes, so I don't know what that means. But in any way, I do know this, that there's some huge and massive, massive changes going on in consciousness. And again, regarding subtle energy, it's the impact is coming through us through the downloads of energy coming to us and through us. And yeah, we have huge damaging things going on the planet, but we also have these amazing possibilities coming and being magical situations being made possible by the fact that the frequencies are changing. Now, as far as using subtle energy, my next guest is going to be very exciting, Donna Eden, and she set up a whole school and a program of subtle energy. We're going to do some wonderful chatting with her at 5 o'clock. But in the meantime, and now you haven't been calling in. Are you going to call in with any questions and we can do some energy work with you? And in the meantime, let's realize that we can become magical healers. I often think with the Medicare and medical system the way it is in this country, it's so high tech and they've set it up so that it becomes almost unmanageable for many people to maintain the high costs of medical insurance and so on. We would do well as a species, and Galexis mentioned this too, we would do very well as a species to all learn about using subtle energy in our healing, because the reality is your health situations appear in your start getting set up in your energy body well before they come into the physical. And it's really exciting to think about that. So have you ever sat and really called up, like if you drop into, let's do a meditation together. Let's drop into a center. Just pivot, just sit in the red at the base of your spine. Yeah. And just get very calm. And call in an awareness of your chakras or your energy being. And now ask to see and experience or feel or just know your energy body. And what does that look like? Yeah. How big is it? And if you breathe, let's breathe deeply a few times. And does it get bigger when you do this? I think it does. Let's try it. What happens in your energy body? What's the shape of your energy body? Seems like they're kind of egg-like in a way, but they have some of our physical shape in them. Now take a look through your energy body, and do you see any little knots or stuff that you simply know intuitively is some kind of illness building up. You don't all have that, but you'll have things. You'll have little psychological quirks in there. Fears, panics, a flu. When I say this, I see all kinds of funny little things, okay? Anyway, you're bound to see something. So just imagine it if you can't actually perceive it at this time, because some of these things, of course, are a practice. And I always ask for the highest consciousness help. So ask for Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit. I always call in the presence and ask for guidance and help. Yes. And then take your hands and just smooth them through that energy body and soothe those places, smooth those energies along, and watch what happens. You'll notice that the energies themselves rearrange themselves. They become brighter and clearer, and you don't have a little knot. You might get kind of a cloudy white situation at first while it rectifies itself. That's a real tool for actually healing your potential illness that's coming up. And if we taught our little children that, holy mackerel, you know. In fact, I think I'm going to teach my grandson very soon. So that's one way to start with energy healing. And to finish that project so that we don't just leave ourselves hanging out there, I want you to just imagine smoothing all the way down underneath your body and right back up so that the whole form has been cleared out and now it's calm and soothed and back together again. It's a really easy thing to do. Now, a lot of you know the chakras already, and when you go in and color up your chakras and make them really bright, you can literally change your body, mind, and your future, your creations, your predictions, and so on, and you can change your relationships. And one of the things about just a sec. Okay, so the guides are saying, go back to how we discovered our energy body, and that we would do a lot better in our lives if we just took a minute or two and smoothed out our energy body on a regular basis. Because when we send it out and it's got this potential, oh, I don't know, psychological quirk or victimization, we already used that today, so let's use that as well. You've got something like that up there, and there's a state of concern or dissonance or something that's up there, and there's maybe some problems going on the planet or politics or something. If you take that out there, it's very disruptive to other people, and it can set up, it can download difficulties in interaction with other people because you're having a difficulty in interaction right there in your own energy body, and you're not really stable. So if you just smooth that out, then when you go out, you will take with you, you take your energy ahead of you, and you'll set up a peaceful environment for people. And that's very healing in itself. Now, the other thing is that when you are fighting a cold or something, let me see here, let's call in. Let's be depressed, okay? So everybody's feeling kind of a dumpy feeling of some sort. Pick something that's not really uplifting, and I don't want to do depression. It's too heavy. Okay, so you're just cranky about something. I want you to go into your body and ask to feel what cranky is, where cranky is in your body. Okay? I want you to feel it and ask it to show where it is and ask it how many places it is in your body. Good. And then exaggerate it. Mine's right in my belly and my chest and a little bit fuzzing on my forehead. Where is it for you? And in one of my hands. And then just exaggerate that. And ask for help from your guides and angels in the name of Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit. Or in the name of Saint, someone that you pray to. And then ask them to take that. Or you can command total release of it now. And then what you want to do is just send a golden light right up through your whole body, right out through the top of your head. Now, one of the things that happens, and that's just using subtle energy in a really simple, simple way. One of the things that happens when you start doing it this way is you start to pay attention when you're having a disagreement with someone, that you might have like a great wedge sticking in your of energy that seems to be sticking in your stomach, and you might have a line, or you might have a box, or you might have a slab of torn metal or something, and these are all images that will show up. You'll start noticing that there's an energy report inside of you that shows what's going on when there's a disagreement or difficulty on the outside. So in terms of healing, calling that up, recognizing it, really understanding it, handing it over to your guides and angels, and then swishing yourself out with light is a great way to really begin to understand how much power you have over healing energy. It's very exciting. Now I have time for one more caller. If you want to call in, 877-876-5227. Or from Canada, 888-810-8322, or the direct line, 530-876-3222. And so who we have coming up is Donna Eden. And Donna Eden is really very detailed about using subtle energy. And you know what I'd love? I'm going to ask her about this too, because one of the things that I really love to do with energy and subtle energy and using it is helping people deal with relationship difficulties with it. And I've had situations with clients where it'll be a husband and wife or partnership of some sort, and they're really at loggerheads one with the other. And what'll happen is, this used to be a thing I did a lot of, and I haven't done it for a while, but it's so interesting I wanted to share it. And I would have them talking about the issue that they're in the middle of. And then they sit apart from each other, maybe about, if they're facing each other in chairs, their knees are about a foot apart, and have each of them be thinking inside as if they're feeling whatever it is that frustrates them about their relationship and about the other person at that point, and asking them to bring that up and exaggerate it. So there you have two people sitting there facing each other and in silence, but certainly vividly, are bringing up all the frustrations that they have over this issue, one with the other. And holy mackerel, it would get so intense in that room. They'd sit there for a few minutes, and I would just be with them. Usually it was a process of like 10 or 15 minutes or something. And they would bring it up, and it would get very, very loud. And they would command total release of it. And then they would bring up some more, and they would command total release of it. And usually what happened is all of a sudden it's like the energy, the subtle energies that run their body. Remember, they're being downloaded from the energy body. But the subtle energies that run their body would start to spiral up and whirl up, and all of a sudden there would be a feeling of change, of transformation. And there would seem to be some understanding. Now, granted, usually when they were doing that, a person would get, each one of them would come up with something like, I felt victimized. So you're bringing up victim energy, and that's the part of the collective, isn't it? And it's also an individual thing. So they would bring up very specific things like victimized, bitter, and so on, and of course could tie it into mom and dad or childhood or teachers or whatever, wherever the feelings first came from. So we could parse it afterwards for a great deal of information. But that wasn't always required. People sometimes just needed to sit and be witnessed, I gather, bringing that up and having that transform. So instead of this, one of the things I love about that, instead of all this transformation being about just me with me, like many people are very isolated and alone in their transformation and really querying whether or not we're ever going to have a decent relationship. And this way, people could transform energetically together. And then they could begin afterwards to send each other healing energies. But first they had to come up with this contradiction. In any case, that's the final idea. And again, I'm going to repeat that I'm going to be a participant in the Dowsers Conference. And the Dowsers Conference is coming up in Santa Cruz. This is not just an ad. I'm telling you that it's a very exciting event. And it's coming up in Santa Cruz for a whole bunch of days starting July the 4th. It's going to go on till I think Wednesday, which is the 9th. And there are all kinds of interesting people talking about subtle energy, what it does. There's a school for dowsers. That's people who actually use pendling and water witching, water divining to find minerals and water and so on. There's a lot of exciting stuff going on. But everybody that I've got on for June are people that are going to be involved in that. So I have some really great characters coming on. Now, because of my show Paradigm Shifters, a lot of these would have been included on my show list anyway, because they're all of that material where they're making a change on the collective, in the collective on the planet at this time. And my first paradigm shifter from the Dowsers is Donna Eden, and she's got a bestseller out right now, which I carefully put the paper so I can't quite reach it. I think it's called Energy Medicine. She's kind of known on the forefront of energy medicine right now, so stay tuned at 5 o'clock and hear what she has to say. And next week's is Gail Minogue, and she's going to do a thing on numerology. So I'm very excited about that. So I hope you can hang out and wait till the top of the hour. We're going to meet Donna Eden and talk about her school, her teachings, and energy medicine for all aspects of life. She's going to give you some personal experience as well. So this is Veronica Entwistle. Why don't you email me if you'd like a session, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, no H in Entwistle, and write to me about what you'd like, what you experience with the structures. Thank you for my friend in England for writing to me. And let's see what else. Tune into Jackie's show on Thursday night. We've been doing some really amazing work, learning what her team of helpers is teaching out there on the planet. We worked with the hidden fears and changing all that this last week. And we've been working with feminine rage and so on. These are classes, believe me. So tune in Thursday night on BBS Radio at 8 o'clock. And as I said before, Gail Minogue is my numerological paradigm shifter, one of the Dowsers conference presenters on next Tuesday on Paradigm Shifters. And I think we're going to talk about the Merkaba and more about subtle energies on Radiance by Design. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for tuning in, and we will talk to you in a few minutes with Donna Eden. Much love.